You are listening to the Novel Writing Podcast, episode 93. Grab a cup, cozy up, and let's get to writing. Today's episode is about the difference between interest and commitment. A lot of people are interested in writing a novel, but only the ones who are committed actually do it. Here's the actual definitions of interest and commitment. Interest, which is a noun, is the feeling of a person whose attention, concern, or curiosity is particularly engaged by something. On the other hand, to commit, which is a verb, is to bind or obligate oneself, as by pledge or assurance, devote or engage oneself to a person or thing. So can you tell the difference just by hearing the definitions? When you're interested in something, you partake when it's easy, when there's no or a low cost or barrier to entry, and while it remains fun. You might come back to it again and again over time, like a hobby, but when all you have is interest, as soon as things get difficult, when the cost goes up, and when parts of it become way less fun, you're not going to stick with it. Commitment is what happens when you decide that the difficulty, the cost, and the not fun parts are worth the end result. You can be both interested and committed, and your levels of both can fluctuate. Your commitment may waver, and that's fine. Your interest may wane too, and that's fine too. There is no one-size-fits-all path to success here. Now, a great example of commitment is figuring out how to foot the costs of self-publishing before you ever have a pre-sale or an audience. When you're committed to being a published author, you do what it takes to make it happen, whether that's through funding self-publishing on your own or spending the time and energy and effort to get an agent and have your book picked up by a traditional publisher. But when you're just interested in publishing a book, you might poke around for information, do a lot of reading or research on what it takes to be successful, maybe even write your first draft, whether on your own or by taking the 60-day novel writing challenge. But once you see how much time and effort it will take to hold a physical copy of your book in your hands, interest is not strong enough to keep you going. I'm not going to tell you that you have to be committed to writing a book. I don't know your life, your circumstances, your values, or your goals. You certainly could want to write a book. You could work on it off and on throughout the years, all with interest rather than commitment, and even get it printed, even if you don't plan to sell it. But you do have to be committed if you want to be a successful published author. Whatever the word successful means to you, I'm willing to bet that you need commitment in order to make it happen. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for joining me, and remember, the first draft is supposed to be garbage. The Novel Writing Podcast is a production of Tally Inc. To find out more about our writing resources, including the 60-day novel writing challenge, check out the links in the description.